Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, as many of you know, earlier this month, we started a study dealing with the creation of the world. Now, at the time, I encourage you to download the book called The 6,000-Year Earth. If this is something you want to study out for yourself, that'd be a great resource for you. It's very hard to go into all the necessary details in just three short 15-minute radio broadcasts, and the book would be a great resource for you as you continue to study out this topic on your own. Now, the book is available for downloading free of charge on our website at independencebaptist.org. You can also go back and listen to the last two broadcasts from the website if you want to listen again. But for now, let's go ahead and turn it back over to Pastor Reynolds as he finishes up this topic of creationism.
The biblical side of creationism. In the book of Psalms, chapter 8, verse 3 and verse 4, David said, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" This morning, I want to give a study of the fact that the world is only 6,000 years old. There's only five steps that you must follow in order to understand this very vital truth that God has given to us in His Bible, that He has created all of this world 6,000 years ago, and that He will come and bring His judgment upon this people. I do understand that there will be those that will not believe what we're saying, and that's fine. But I want you to check it out for yourself in the Bible to see if God is speaking to you about these things. Knowing these things will absolutely change your life. It will help you to be a good Christian, that you might understand that God's Word is for you today. I did the preliminary study in 1976, which proved to me that this earth is only about 6,000 years old. I did timelines. I printed many articles. I did much study. And I concluded that this earth is only about 6,000 years old, not millions and millions and perhaps even billions of years old. I trust this morning that you will also do a study for yourself, that you will sit down with paper and pen, and that you will reach the same conclusion that I reached. Notice how this was all done. There's only five biblical steps to determining the age of the universe. Only five. Step number one. If you would look in the book of Genesis, chapter 5. In the book of Genesis, chapter 5. The Bible says in verse number 1. "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." The Bible states here that Adam lived 130 years, and then he begat this son in his own likeness, and the son's name is Seth. The Bible said that Adam lived 930 years, and he died. And then the Bible says in verse number 6, "And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. There's a thing that we must remark about these passages. First of all, notice that these men lived a long time, but they all died. This is the truth. This is what the Bible says. I know that some people say that the time in those days were different, but the Bible doesn't say that anywhere at all. I would recommend that each one of you would sit down with paper and pencil and go through these genealogies that are given in the book of Genesis, chapter 5. There will be much blessing to you if you will just take your pen and take your pencil and just write these down. I know that I've given this lesson before, and people have said there's nothing to it, but they have done it anyway. And they have come away with the thought that this is a great thing to study these genealogies, the time that people lived, and then look at the children that they begat, and then see that they died, and every person comes to the place of death. Notice that in Genesis chapter 5, that there's 10 generations that are covered, from Adam all the way down to Noah. And if you'll do your calculations correctly, you'll find that Noah died when the earth was 2,006 years old. The second point is this. In the book of Genesis, chapter 11, we'll find beginning in verse number 10. There, the Bible says, these are the generations of Shem. And Shem, as you know, was Noah's son. Shem was 100 years old, and begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. That's the flood in Noah's day. The Bible said in verse number 11, and Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years, and begat sons and daughters. And the Bible goes on and gives us these generations of these people that lived. There are no skipped generations. There is plenty there. If you just take pencil and paper and sit down and write it out, or if you want to go to our website, this is written down for you already. You can download the book, The 6,000-Year Earth. It won't cost you a thing. This is very important that you just do this. It'll be a blessing to you in your life. And you can see how that we're not here for millions and millions of years. Rather, only 6,000 years from the creation of this world. Point number 3 is in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 16 and verse 17. The Bible said, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant which was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which is 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. The Bible states here that Abraham received the promise when the world was 2,081 years old. Now, if we add the 430 years spoken of in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17, to 2,081, we'll discover that the world was 2,511 years old when the law, the Ten Commandments, was given. This is a very interesting thing. The Bible states in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, and verse number 40, and verse number 41. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. This verse does not state that Israel was in Egypt for 430 years. The sojourning of Israel in Canaan during the lifetime of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was 215 years. And in Egypt, that's Exodus 6, verse 16 through 20, during the lifetime of Levi, Kohath, Aram, and Moses was 215 years. Point number four is this. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 6, and verse 1, it came to pass in the 480th year after that the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, they began to build the house of the Lord. If we add these 480 years mentioned in 1 Kings 6, verse 1, to 2,511 years we've already found, it's only 2,991 years from creation to the fourth year of Solomon's reign. Now, we can use any secular history book. Look up the date when Solomon reigned. This would be in the area of 1015 to 975 B.C. Now, if you want to, you can go through all the books of 1 and 2 Kings and prove that Israel went into bondage to the Assyrians in 722 B.C. and Judah went into bondage in the year 606 B.C. Because we know from secular history that Solomon reigned about 1,000 years before Christ, we can add 1,000 years to 2,991, the age of the earth when Solomon began to reign, and to that we get 3,991 years. That's the approximate age of the earth when Christ was born. I think everybody knows it is approximately 2,000 years between the time of Christ until now. So you add 2,000 years to 3,991, and you get 5,991. Well, I think that's pretty close to 6,000 years. You see, it is very clear, is it not, that the Bible proves the age of the universe to be approximately 6,000 years old. Now, I know that some people don't want to believe all this. Some people don't want to go to all the trouble of figuring out how old the world is. Some people like to throw up a smoke screen by asking, how old was Adam when he sinned? Actually, it doesn't make any difference. We know that Adam was created on day 6 of creation week. We also know that Adam lived 930 years. So whether he sinned in the second week or sinned in the second year, it doesn't make any difference at all. I trust that this message on the age of the earth has been and will be a help to you in just understanding that the world is not millions and millions of years old. It is only about 6,000 years old. I trust today that the things we've said has been a help and a blessing to you. I trust more and more that you'll see that God has created this world and that God will bring this entire world into judgment.
Well, we do pray that this short series on creation has been a blessing to you. You know, it's not wrong to believe the Bible's literal account of creation. And as we have mentioned repeatedly over the last few weeks, there are many great resources for you to check out, such as the Answers in Genesis or the Creation Institute. Now, Answers in Genesis, for example, has many great articles, books, magazines that are available, also including an entire museum dealing specifically with creation. Now, Answers in Genesis president, Ken Ham, was also recently in the news for his debate with Bill Nye, the Science Guy. So there's just a few places I'm mentioning here that are great resources on creation. But again, it isn't important what man may say about creation or evolution. What is important is what the Bible says about it. And Pastor Reynolds' main purpose over the last few weeks was to give you a quick glimpse into what the Bible says and to encourage you to search it out for yourself. Well, our time is about up for today, but we'd really like for you to accept our invitation to join us for services. We can be found at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri, just off of Highway 70 at exit 203. We'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then again at 4:30 for worship services. And let's once again say goodbye for this week, but thank you for listening. And be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.